Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad. And I want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching and the tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. And this is September the 9th. This month is, this year is moving fast. Hallelujah to God. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be rejoice for he has made me glad. I will be rejoice for he has made me glad. Why don't you rise, shine, give God the glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, the soldier of the Lord. Why don't you rise, shine, give God the glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, the soldier of the throne. Oh, do you think I'll make a soldier? Do you think I'll make a soldier? Soldier, do you think that I'll make a soldier? A soldier of the throne. Oh, we are climbing. Take a banner, we are. Climbing, take the ladder. Climb up, take the ladder, soldiers of the cross. Oh, every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher. We're soldiers of the cross. Do you think I'll make a soldier? Do you think that I'll make a soldier? Soldier, do you think that I'll make a soldier? The soldier of the world. Let God arise, let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning, saints and friends. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. You are a circle of friends. So glad to be in the circle. Hallelujah. As the young folks say, we're in the loop. Hallelujah, God. We're pressing forward, going forward to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. No song come to mind, you know, that my mother sing, I think it was Onward Christian Soldiers, marching on the wall with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ our mighty warrior, Christ our mighty king. He fights this battle for us. Well, we want to welcome, you know, this is a time that we're going through here. We thank God. I want to mention a daughter of mine, Kansas Barnett. See, they gave me a call last night, sort of make me melancholy. She's transitioning. You know, since she was a little girl, member of the churches from New York, Virginia. Now she's down, they came down to Florida, and she always called me daddy, you know, and she told her mother, you know, she got sick up, and she's transitioning, I don't know. I said, well, if they didn't call last night, I said, well, we got a great opportunity. We're going to the hour of power of prayer in a few hours in the morning. Perhaps, maybe, God is going to work a supernatural miracle, because God is the one that could do exceedingly abundant above all what we ask or think, hallelujah to God, whatever we could imagine. God is able to tap in. I understand, and I can understand the grief, hallelujah to God. What Minister Chris said yesterday, hallelujah to God. It's important that you come to the circle, hallelujah to God. It's important that you come to the hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God, because that's where you get your strength from, not from us, but from the presence of the Lord, hallelujah to God. That corporate prayer, that corporate anointing, hallelujah to God. And God, he works miracles so great, there's no one else like him, hallelujah to God. He does it. There was a miracle worked on Sunday, hallelujah to God. This one, I was standing right there. One of the members came up, had a glaucoma, it was, and the eye was all this ray and stuff. And the prayers of the saints availed him. I said, let's set this up in agreement, hallelujah to God. Within a few minutes, nothing changed. The breathing didn't change. We were just dancing all over the church. We were just giving God to pray and standing in agreement, the power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. The power that if two or three are touching and agreeing on any one thing, that it shall be done. And it looked out of one eye, looked out the other right there in front of the eyes. God had worked that miracle because he works them so great. You know, as R.W. Sandbach used to say, you don't have any problem. You just need faith in God. It's just funny how you hear things in life, and you can't hardly place them when it comes to the church. You can't place them. I wonder why people say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he does for me, my soul would cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. And when you first get saved, it doesn't quite mean anything to you. You just heard it. Hallelujah to God. But after you live a while, after you walk with God a while, after you study his word a while, hallelujah to God, then you begin to see the workmanship of his hand in the most difficult places, hallelujah to God. I know that we're supposed to be fasting. I forget which day it was or which week it was. We're supposed to be going on fasting. See, that's important. I'm so glad to be saved at this time, hallelujah to God. So many people are leaving here. So many people are dying, hallelujah to God. So many are being attacked with the COVID, hallelujah to God. And I'm believing God to do something special in our lives, not only, but looking for a revealing of God, that God is waking people up and he's shaking. His old song, shake me, wake me, don't let me sleep too late. I got to make it to heaven in due time before the heaven doors close, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's time, saints of God, for you to arm yourself with the word of God, hallelujah to God. It's time for you to wake up in the morning and put that whole armor on, hallelujah to God, because there's an adversary, the devil himself, hallelujah to God, has placed him out to attack you, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah to God. It's a wonderful day to be alive. So thankful to be saved, hallelujah to God. Could see so much. Went to the corner the other day with at the job deal. Passed the corner, going to work. Turned the corner to go to the store to get something to eat. And someone just that quick had gotten killed. They're just laying out. The lights going and the people there aren't concerned. I looked around and the people just selling drugs like nothing happened, hallelujah to God. Aren't concerned. The church has slipped into apostasy, hallelujah to God. But we are the saints of God. We're soldiers of the cross, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It's time for you to gird yourself up, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Off to the left there, I remember my mother when she used to go out, and she used to have this girl, I didn't know what it was, but she was a stout lady, and she put that thing on, and used to get my two sisters to pull that thing up there, and I didn't see what she put on, but she pulled up, and she would look good, and she would get this, and she'd be ready to go, hallelujah to God. We have to do the same thing. We have to put on this girdle and gird ourselves with the word of God, because it's not time, hallelujah, all the time for you to get the word and look up the book, chapter, and verse. But David said, this is word that I hid in my heart that I might not sin against it, hallelujah to God. You have enough word in you to bring comfort and relief to somebody who's going through this time, hallelujah to God, a time of judgment, a time on the earth where God is just moving by his spirit, Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I want to, hallelujah, do glory to God in highest. God has his judgment in the earth. Hallelujah to God. When sometimes you look at things, hallelujah to God, and you wonder why it's going this way. But I think what happened is the people that are in authority, hallelujah to God, the people that are going through a time of this that are not saved, hallelujah to God, those that have a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, they figure, as a man said on the news the other day, when New Orleans got hit, oh, in a year or two, it'll be back to where it was, hallelujah to God. But God don't want dogs that are going to return onto their vomit or the pig back to the wild or into the fire. God has called us to holiness. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. It says, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah to God. This is time for that sign of holiness to come forth. Hallelujah. To shine forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I talked to our sister, our minister, Juanita. Hallelujah to God. And she's going through. Hallelujah to God. And most I can say is just hold on to God's own changes. And we used to sing those songs and they try to change it. They call it contemporary now. You know, hold to God's hand. God's on changing hand. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Hallelujah to God. This is the thing with the sin of COVID, hallelujah to God, and the spirit of suicide and the murders affected everybody these days, thank you, God. And we have to be ready, hallelujah. We have to be ready for when the master comes, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. We must work the work of him that sent us while it is day, because night time come. No man can work for him. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I started thinking about how God has blessed us. Hallelujah to God. And that we're not living in our parents' world. Hallelujah to God. We have microwaves. We have cell phones. Hallelujah to God. Mostly we could go to the store, fast food if you want, and whatever you desire. If you don't want to cook it, you can go to a buffet. Things have changed. Hallelujah to God. The Lord having God changes not God's pleasure. It's God's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah to God. God wants you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers and be in health. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think of the awesomeness of God, when I think about the Almighty God as our Father, the one that translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, all that power, when I look in the world, like this is called the marina, when I look at the sky, and when I look at the sea, hallelujah to God, and I think about the God that we serve, that's able, hallelujah to God, that can speak everyone's language, hallelujah to God. He could talk to the professor, he could talk to those that have his degree, as well as he talked to the child that's just babbling at the beginning, their first words. When I think about the awesomeness of God, hallelujah to God, I think about how this earth hangs by nothing in space. It's just the eternity. The astronauts went out there and they saw it. What makes this whole mess? That's just the power of God's word. And if God's word could just have a word, and he said, this is the earth, and told it to come forth, and he began to speak into that earth, hallelujah to God. And to this day, we could turn, hallelujah to God, to the Nassau Channel, and every now and then, they would show a picture from outer space, from the space station, hallelujah to God, that God, earth is here, that we're sitting on an earth, we're moving, we're living on an earth that is held by nothing in space but the pure word of God, hallelujah to God. That ought to stir your face and let you know that what you're going through, hallelujah, that is not as big as the God that you serve, hallelujah, God. The God that's speaking and it would say, hallelujah, God. As Mother said, this world is ruled by his command. But Father said, well, that take the Lord along with you. Where are you going to go, hallelujah, without God in your life, hallelujah, God? We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God, hallelujah, God. And we're here on the Praise Deliverance Ministry, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, hallelujah to God, standing ready to serve under the teaching of the Pastor Darling. But it's a wonderful woman of God. You need to, hallelujah, you need to send something in and bless the woman of God, hallelujah to God. Glory to God in the highest, hallelujah to God. You need to support, hallelujah to God. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. The promise is not tomorrow, not promised to any man. Hallelujah to God. We want to welcome you to the broadcast. Have my beautiful wife, my bride, my love of my life. Hallelujah, the most important person in my life. Hallelujah to God. That is the Holy Ghost. But it's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah to God. To see it. Amen. We want to welcome you to the broadcast. I got a little bit excited here. Because God just strengthen you. Hallelujah to God. To go through times like this here, you know, strengthen you. And how God, he speaks in the moment notice. I had a concern about my daughter there. She's there. She called me. She was just everywhere, you know. And her passing, her going to pass, I was upset. I said, why didn't you call sooner than later? Hallelujah to God. We like to work on. We like praying for people that are going through. We like praying for those that are not going through. We're praying that souls get saved. Hallelujah to God. Miracles are fine. Supernatural miracles are fine. Healing is fine. But we want them saved. Hallelujah to God. You have to remember all the time the miracles are great and God working so great. But having that salvation, having your life change is what makes it different. God changes you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah to God. It's something. Scripture of the week, hallelujah to God. The wife is going to read it. Oh, pray. Oh, forget pray. Okay. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Lord God, we got a Kayo seed, the King, your son, and the Kayo saw God. Your people are here, Lord God. Right here, Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. Under the teaching of Pastor Darling, by the two, Lord God, a wonderful woman of God, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We come, oh, Lord God, asking your blessings, oh, Lord God, that you cover. In the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving, God, by your spirit, oh, Lord God, that you're moving, Lord, by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, that name that is above it, oh, Lord God, that's the sound of Jesus, oh, Lord God, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, oh, Lord God, that you're Lord, oh, Lord God, you have risen from the dead, oh, Lord God, you're Lord, oh, Lord God. Lord God, declared and decree, O Lord God, that all power has been given unto you in heaven and earth, O Lord God. So we come to this hour of power, pray, Lord God, worshiping you, Lord God, singing, Lord God, that we may enter into that corporate praise. Hallelujah, onto that corporate praise and into that presence, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for each and every one individually and collectively, O Lord God, as we go through this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch every prayer request, O Lord God. Move, O Lord God, in a special way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Touch Uncle Marvin way up in Seattle, Washington, O Lord God. Mr. Sonian family, Lord God, and in California, Lord God. The sisters that are in Texas, O Lord God, all throughout this United States and abroad, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Her son that's going into the Olympic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are going through marital issues, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are concerned about their nieces and their nephew, O Lord God. We ask that you would touch today in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that don't think that they could make it and have no hope, O Lord God. Strengthen their hope, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Moved by that spirit and by that power, Lord God, from the president of this United States, O Lord God, all the way to those that are in the Bowery in New York, O Lord God, those flood victims, O Lord God, those that are in New Orleans, New York, O Lord God, out in California, the wildfires, O Lord God, and every place in between, O Lord God, and abroad, O Lord God, on every continent, O Lord God. You are the Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you have risen from the dead, O Lord God. Lord God, in this way I move by your command, O Lord God. So we stand in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, because you are our deliverer, Lord God. You are our hope. You are our salvation, O Lord God. There's none greater than you, O Lord God. So we come to the hour of power of prayer, the simple friend, and we worship you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. We get the let me unplug this telephone here. Sometimes it makes noise.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do thank God for our beloved Pastor Bundage and for all the wonderful saints of the Most High God that's on the line on this morning. We greet you in Jesus' mighty name. Surely as a Elder Horsey just stated, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to read verses 19 and 20 of Deuteronomy chapter 30. Praise the Lord and praise God. This is the book where the Lord is repeating his law through his prophet and man of God, Moses. Praise the Lord. And the people are being reminded of the word of God, of God's law, of God's statutes, praise God, and of God's commands. Praise God. I'm going to start at the 19th verse. He says, I call heaven and earth, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. Thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Praise God. We know God's word is blessed. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad, hallelujah, as Moses reminded the children of Israel, and we are reminded today that we serve a promise-keeping God. God gave a promise to Abraham and all of his descendants that if they obey him and do his will and truly love him with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their might, and obey his command, hallelujah, his commandments, his word, in other words, then they will possess the land. Then their days would be prosperous. Then the fruit of their womb would be blessed. Then they would have long life. Then they would be prosperous in health and wealth. We have to realize that as God is reminding Israel through the man of God, Moses, to adhere to the word of God. When we look in Deuteronomy 30 and 15, it says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. Now, I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God. First of all, we all have to have a great, genuine love for God. Jesus himself said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. Many people have fallen away from their first love. Even in the book of Revelations, God speaks to the believers, the church at Ephesus, that you have left your first love. You know, as people of God, we cannot leave the principles of God. If we truly love him, we want to keep his word. He said that he detests having any other gods before him. Hallelujah. He wants us to treat our neighbor right, as well as to love him, first of all, with all our heart, soul, and mind, and all with all our might. With every fiber of our being, saints, we ought to love the Lord our God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Jesus says, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus himself said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden. He said, I'll give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We have to, as saints of the Most High God, remind ourselves over and over of the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, saints of God, and hearing by the word of God. And so here we see Moses letting the children of Israel know. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day. In other words, Moses was saying, I am repeating God's law to you, God's will to you. I'm repeating God's word to you because he loves you. Because it is God's pleasure to give you all the kingdom. He said, but I want you to love the Lord your God. That's very important, saints. We must truly love God and appreciate what he has done for each and every one of us. He purchased our salvation. Hallelujah. He suffered, bled, and died on Calvary's cross. But that's not where the story ends. We know Jesus rose. Hallelujah, from the grave, hallelujah, granting us the power and the authority to have victory over death, hell, the grave, sin, sickness, disease, hallelujah. We are no longer now, y'all, under the curse of the law, but now we are walking in grace and truth. Glory be to God. So God's word never changes. Hallelujah. As God wanted the children of Israel to obey him, to love him, to keep his commandment, praise the Lord. And as we read 16, God is reminding them again, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess. Here we know the children of Israel was about to enter the promised land. And God chose Moses to remind them of God's law, of God's ways, of God's word, that if they want to possess the land and see good, prosperous things, they would still have to be obedient and not be like the other nations. But this is one of the downfalls of Israel, and it's also the downfall of the church in many respects. As the church and as God had chosen Israel to make a difference in the nations that he chose them to go and possess, he wanted them to make a difference. Hallelujah. He wanted them to show the people what a people under God is like. But instead of that, Israel began to rebel after God even brought them into the land that flowed with milk and honey. They began to be like the people of the pagan, in the pagan world, of the pagan nations, instead of turning the people on to the God Jehovah, or the God, hallelujah, of heaven and earth, the God of creation, hallelujah. They began to serve their gods, their false gods, and to be submissive to the will of the pagan gods. And then they call themselves coming to serve God. But God told them he wouldn't even listen to their prayers because he knew that their heart was most adulterous. They call themselves serving God and then serving the pagan gods. But, you know, it sounds like what's going on in our, in the church world. We're serving God on one hand. We say on Sundays we're serving God, but yet on Monday and Tuesday we're serving the God of what the news people are saying. We're serving the God of what the world is saying. We're serving the God of what the Facebook people are saying. No, we have to keep our focus on Jesus. We must keep our focus on the word of God, because God's word, if we adhere to his word, he makes it very clear here in verse 16. He says, then he said, if you keep his commandments and his statutes, which God don't change, he means for the Israelites to keep the law and also for us, the church, to keep his word. He said, then thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land, whithersoever thou goest to possess it. We have to understand, saints, as people of the Most High God, we have Jesus, we have the Holy Ghost within us, giving us the power now to live the commandment of God. Praise God. The word of God lets us know that we must not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And now we have the power. There's no excuse for the church. We have the greater one, y'all, living on the inside. Those of us who are filled with the Holy Ghost, is so important that we be led of his precious spirit every day. Praise God. Because his Holy Spirit reminds us of the word of God, and we must be reminded every day to of the word of God. That's why it's important to read the word, to come to the prayer line, to come in the presence of God, to go to our churches, worship God, serve him, hear the word, because we know through hearing the word over and over, it's building and increasing our faith in God. Hallelujah. If we truly love him, as the scriptures say, then we will obey him. Then we will make our way prosperous. Then our way will be made good. May God bless each and every one of you as you remember to be obedient to the word and the will of God. Then you will be blessed. Because if we refuse, then we are walking in the not the blessings, but the curses. And we don't want to walk in the curses of God. We want to walk in the blessings of God. So God gives us this choice. And I like what Joshua said over there. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So let's choose the ways of God, the law of God, the word of God. Let's choose to be obedient to the word and the will of God. God bless you all. We love you.
Wonderful word, hallelujah. I was thinking about it that, you know, what God said, he called in heaven and earth was to remember that that recording day, you know, you start thinking about it. God just called that these things are witness, hallelujah to God, and God's word is in the earth, hallelujah to God, that will speak against it, will remind you of God's word. Once you be in Christ, hallelujah, those that are going through, those that may not be feeling exactly like how they want to feel, let's give God the praise, hallelujah to God, as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God for it, hallelujah to God, amen, thank you, Lord Jesus. What we're going to do here, hallelujah, God, we thank God for all the wonderful speakers that came forth with a wonderful weekend. It was blessed, as one of the facilitators here, that God has blessed us, and he has taken us, hallelujah to God, through the weekend, hallelujah to God. Thank God for that. Right now, we want to give God the praise for Pastor Dolly and hallelujah to God and her work that she's doing here at Fairfield Deliverance Ministry. It's not easy doing the work of God, hallelujah to God. But we are called, hallelujah to God, to do the will of God. We're going to get Pastor Dolly. I know that see what she has for us. Then we're going to get your name and your prayer request, hallelujah to God. And we're going to worship. We're going to go forth in this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus. And we say, Pastor Dolly, thank you so much. Thank you so much. What's the hope to this broadcast in prayer in this hour of power of prayer?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Dolly, you have something that you want to share. Something here. We go further in this hour. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. I am just so grateful for the word that we want to love. To learn what he speaks to us. So thank you, Evangelist Wonderland, for sharing that word this morning. And thank you, Apostle Horsley, for getting us started and in the hour of power of prayer here today. Time to come in, be a part of what prayer, praise, and deliverance. Amen. And that's, I just want to keep everybody in prayer. You know, we just want to lift each other up. Lift our families up. That is so. Our families are still out there wandering around and praying.
Yes.
So we pray as we were at one point. Everybody prayed for us. We continue those prayers, and we know that God is hearing and answering those prayers. And many people just need to make that decision for Jesus Christ. So we're believing that their hearts will be tender towards God, and they will submit to His authority. So God bless and love everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. We thank God. The lines are open. We want to get your name, your prayer request, and it's time to change the battery and the smoke detector.
Yes.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning, and I want to say good morning to everyone. Prayer for continued prayer for the family. And continue prayer for the things that are going around in this world about the people and marriages. And it's just a whole lot of things that we can be grateful for. But I just want to focus my, you know, my attention on what's going on around us, to with our brothers and our sisters, and what's for God to bless them and to continue to draw His people to Him. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for it, and continue blessings for my family, continue blessings for me, continue to giving me strength. Hallelujah. To keep on, you know, doing what I know that He's called me to do for His kingdom, in Jesus' name. Thank you, everyone.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
In prayer for me and Sister Deborah. She's still in the hospital. She just had more surgery on her leg yesterday. So I'm asking for prayer for her. I couldn't see her yesterday because the doctor said there was no need because she was going in and out. So I got to see her there. See how she is. I'm asking for myself. And also I'm asking for me another job because I have no job and no money to pay my bills. Thank you.
Amen. We certainly will pray that God will save up Sister Deborah. Hallelujah to God. And that He will bless you with a new job. And that He will bring financial blessings your way. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning, Scholastic. I see you listening in agreement and to continue praying for the families and just to love one another and care for each other. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Good to hear the salutation of your voice, Pastor. Yeah. Amen.
Good morning, this is Yvonne. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening.
Good morning, Sister Madison. Good to hear your voice.
This is Sister Shill. I just want to say good morning to everyone. God bless.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Teresa. Hear your voice.
Good morning.
Amen. We have another. I'm about to go take this battery out with the smoke detector and put another one in. Amen. We thank God for those who have given their name. We want to get a chance to pray and worship the Lord. I believe it was Sister
Linda.
And I was to pray. It was a sister who was able to pray today. I know it was about two people that were there could pray this morning. Mm-hmm. And also then, believe me, hallelujah, God. We thank God in the name of Jesus. I will try to get something here to pray. Prayer, worship God. Are you available for prayer? The sisters have two sisters back there. Sandra, what's your name?
No, Sister Sheila. Sheila?
Sheila. Yes, Sister Sheila. Uh-huh. Did she pray today? Okay, Sister Sheila.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we are coming to you this morning, humble as we know how. Thank you, praising you, glorifying you for who you are, Lord Jesus. As we pick up our cross this morning once again, just to follow you, Lord Jesus, we are praising and glorifying you for you leading us, God. Lord Jesus, as we give you adoration this morning, Lord Jesus, in our homes, God, on our jobs, vehicles, wherever we might be right now, Lord Jesus, we ask you just to have thine own way, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you heard the prayer request, God, even as the praise to you, God. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you would be the hand and the glove, that you will move like you never moved before, God. Lord Jesus, we pray right now that you just touch each and every one of us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, God. You know what's going on with our temple, God. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord Jesus, that you just do what you need to do, Lord, to get us on track with eating right, Lord Jesus. watching the words that come out of our mouth, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, in every step we take, Lord, let it be your footstep, God. Lord, I pray right now that you go into the hospitals, Lord Jesus. I pray you be the hand in the glove, God, and that you go into the hospice, God. We need a miracle. We need to see the signs and wonders, Lord. We need that strong faith just to know that you are who you say you are, God. This morning, Lord, we pray for that alcoholic. We pray for that drug addict, God, as you send them and take them to the detox and to the rehab places, God, to give them help for themselves, God. Lord, I pray for those that's in institutions, Lord. Touch their minds right now, God, as we pray for them, God. Lord Jesus, we ask you to keep our minds as well, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, keep us in your word. Study and show us approval. Being the workmen that you need not be ashamed, but rightly divided to word of truth, God. Lord, I thank you for your word this morning upon our court as I got off the 545 prayer line, God, saying yes to your will, yes to your way, God. Lord Jesus, we decided to follow you, Lord. We decided to seek your face and to tell others about you, God. We pray for the lost this morning, Lord Jesus. We do understand that the poor will be with us always, God. Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch it right now, Lord Jesus. Someone needs food on their table. Someone needs clothes on their back, God. Lord, we pray right now that you move like you never moved before, God. Lord, a sister that's looking for work, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you show a favor, knowing that the post office is hiring, Amazon is hiring. Lord Jesus, touch her heart to put the footwork in and go get it out there for her, God. Lord, I just praise you this morning, God. I give you all the glory, God. And Lord Jesus, I pray this morning for this prayer line here, Lord Jesus. Pastor Darlene, God, whatever you're doing in this season, God, we praise you and glorify you. And we ask you, don't forget about us, God. If you need somebody, Lord, we are here to do your will, Lord Jesus. No matter what, we want to go deeper in you. We're saying yes to your will. We're saying yes to your way, Lord. We asking you to move this morning in a mighty special way, God. Lord, we praying for the bereaved this morning, Lord. Comfort them, God, right now. Put your loving arms around them, Jesus. Embrace them with a kiss, Lord. Let them realize who you are, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, as we continue on going about our day, Lord Jesus, as we in our vehicles, God, I pray you take hold of our hand, our feet, and our vision, letting no weapon formed against us prosper, Lord Jesus, helping us to be example to the lost this morning, God. Lord Jesus, I pray in your precious name that we continue on just praising and glorifying you all day, Lord Jesus. Telling someone how wonderful and loving and kind you are, God. Letting your light so shine through each and every one of us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just continue to pray, Lord. Father, you told us to pray without ceasing, and we're just glad today, oh God, because you are still God. You're God alone. There is nobody like you, Father. No one compared to you, Lord. You are the God of the universe. You are the all-coming King. The King of our glory has come in. The King strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. You're from everlasting to everlasting, oh God. Yes, you are, Father. We appreciate you, Father, because you will never leave us or forsake us, oh God. And your answers are yea and amen, oh God. And we know that your word tells us that every man be a liar and you be the truth, oh God. So we know, Father, today that you are the truth. You are our peace. You are our joy. So we're grateful for Jesus Christ and what he did. Yes, he went up the hill, Golgotha. He bore all those stripes on his back for our healing. My God, we know that healing is the children's bread. And Jesus did go to that cross. He hung there in all the pain and the shame. Yes, he did. He did it once for all of us. He suffered, bled, and died. He was put in the grave, but he became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of that, Lord, we have the victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than our brother. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will continue to follow your lead, oh God, as you have sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we say, have your way. in this place. We realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Yes, by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon each and every one of us, O God. Continue to lead us and guide us and teach us all things, O God. We know that all things are possible when we believe in you, God. So we believe, as the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. So let the living waters flow today, O God. And we thank you that even in this hour, Lord, you said that, behold, you're doing a new thing, O God. You will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, O God. So, Lord, those desert places in our lives, O God, we pray that you will bring those rivers of water, Lord, that we will continue to grow in you, O God, and become like a cedar in Lebanon, O God. In the name of Jesus, we shall be able to run through a troop and leap over a wall, O God. In the name of Jesus, through the Holy Ghost, O God, we realize that the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violence taken by force, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today that we continue to rise as people of God. You teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, God, as we fight the good fight of faith, O God. We are fighting, O God, the enemy, O God. We know this enemy is out there, and we are in the place, O God, where we can tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Yes, that's what the word says, O God, that Jesus gave us that power, that authority over the prince of the power of the air, Lord. We thank you, God, today that we realize, O God, that we have the power and the authority, O God, through the word of God, through Jesus Christ, O God. So we come against every stronghold, O God, that is trying to keep us down, that is trying to choke the life out of us, O God. We bind up what the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards are trying to do against your people this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, we send every curse back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, you told us to suffer not a witch to live, O God. So we destroy the works of the devil today, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the family members, O God, all of our sisters and brothers, our nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, our children, our children's children, O God, our grandmothers and grandfathers, O God, our friends, our neighbors, our enemies, O God. We pray for those who are serving gods that cannot do anything, cannot speak, cannot see, cannot say, oh God, cannot hear anything, oh God. We just pray, Father, today that people will come out of their dark place, oh God, into your marvelous light today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, take away the stony heart, Father, and give hearts of flesh today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my gosh, my God, my God, I pray that the healing spirit would continue to take over right now. So many people are sick today, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you said, I am the Lord that healeth you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for healing our sister Deborah in the name of Jesus and help her to get well today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that she will know, God, that you are there with her right now, even to the ends of the earth, oh God. You will be there with her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise your name, oh God. We glorify your name even for Sister Maria as you continue to heal her knees, oh God, and help her to be able to walk normally, oh God, and all the pain and the swelling is destroyed, oh God. And our sister Juanita, oh God, we thank you for healing her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name, oh God. We magnify you today, oh God. And Sister Peggy, oh God, that you heal her mind, oh God. And Sister Willie Mae, oh God, we thank you for healing her mind, oh God, that they will have the mind of Christ, oh God. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for sound minds, oh God, the Bowden family, oh God, as they are still going through this process of mourning, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you can comfort them each and every day, oh God. They can look to the hills from whence cometh their help, because their help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And other people who have lost loved ones, oh God, many lost loved ones in the fires, oh God, and somebody's family member was lost in the floods, oh God. And we know, God, today that you can heal the hurt and the pain, oh God, and those who have been lost in accidents across the nation, oh God. We pray, Father, today that people will just trust you, God, and love you, God, and know, Father, today that they are in this time of the last days, oh God, and perilous times have come, oh God, and so many wicked things are happening in our world, oh God. There are wars and rumors of wars, oh God. There are people who are just turning against you, oh God. There are people who believe as fable before they will the truth, oh God. There are people who are out there teaching to itching ears, oh God. So we pray, God, today that the truth will be made known, oh God. The truth will come to pass, oh God. The truth will be spoken in our churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, my God. We just pray, God, today for the healing of our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. You told us that it begins at the house of God. Hallelujah. So we pray, God, today that we will all get our lives right with you, oh God. If we're doing anything, oh God, that is against your will, Lord, we ask you, Father, to help us, oh God, to just come and lay our burdens at your feet, oh God, and cast our cares upon you, God, because you do care for us, oh God. We do pray, God, today that you will help Linda to find a job, oh God, to find good employment, oh God, that she will have the money that she needs, oh God, to pay her bills, oh God, that she will have more than enough, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And anybody else out there who is looking for work or is looking to open a business, oh God, we pray, God, today that you give them favor, oh God, as they go and look, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify your name, Father. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Gladys' family, oh God, and all the families here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Pastor Scholastica's family, Lord. We are thanking you, God, today for each one, oh God, who is connected to each person who's here on this prayer line, oh God, our Apostle Horsley, our Sister Linda, our Sister Yvonne, our Pastor Scholastica, our Sister Teresa, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Renee and Sister Mary, oh God, Sister Gladys, oh God, Sister Charlotte, Lord, Sister Glenda, Lord, Sister Lynn, oh God, Evangelist Wonderland, oh God, our Sister Sheila, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for those names we have not heard this morning, those people's voices we didn't hear, Sister Tanya, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Brother James, Lord, and Sister Dorothy, oh God, and we pray for just those, oh God, who have been here down through the years, oh God, those who will come in the future, Lord. Just help our families, help us, oh God, to just continue to trust you, God, to believe you, God, to know, God, that you're doing great things and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for even myself, oh God, that we will all be in your will, God, that we will look to you, God, for the answers, oh God, when things become hard for us, oh God, that you will help us, oh God, to keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh God. Lord, we just pray for every ministry gift, oh God, every person who has a ministry, oh God, Pastor Scholastica's ministry, oh God, the Unquenchable Fire Ministries, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the bold intercessors today, oh God. We pray for word of faith, oh God. We pray for the bishops, the leaders, the teachers, oh God, across the nation, oh God, even the children in the schools, oh God. Help them, oh God, protect them, oh God. There's so much chaos, my God, so much chaos in this land, oh God. But, Lord, we know that it's all a part of what you said would happen, Lord. And we know, Father, today we just can get closer to you, O God. Help us all to have a closer walk with you, O God, to have more faith in you, O God. Oh, my Father, we thank you, Lord, and release the spirit of faith this morning, O God, that we will have faith, O God, and we will not doubt, God. We will not be so upset, oh God, about the things that are going on, oh God, but we will continue to come to you, oh God, and trust you, Lord, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, we just praise your name this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings of the Lord that's coming in our lives and making us rich and is adding no sorrow, oh God. We do pray, Lord, today that you bless the marriages, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, every marriage on this line, oh God. There are those who are married. There are those who are single. We pray for the single people, Lord, those who are looking to be married, oh God, that you will help them to come together, the husbands to find the wives, that they will find a good thing, so they will be favored of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, bring peace in the homes, oh God. The children will obey their parents of the Lord because this is right. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they will be blessed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that our children are taught of the Lord and great shall be their peace, oh God. So we thank you for that this morning. It's in the name of Jesus we praise you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. It is so. Praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God. So we're right here at the top of the hour of Power of Prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. So we thank you, Pastor Apostle Anthony, and your beautiful bride, our Evangelist Wonderland, for how you have shared with us this morning and prayed and led us and even just everybody who has joined in agreement with these prayers, because there's power in agreement. One can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So as we're leaving today, I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the wicked words that have been spoken against us, every evil and wicked word is rejected. We reject it from our lives and we send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, it shall not come to pass. And every curse that has been sent our way shall turn into a blessing as it did for Joseph. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I thank God for everyone who has sown into our ministry and or my life. And we know that you're sowing into good ground. And I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly, some 30, some 40, I mean some 60 and some 100 fold, and I decree Deuteronomy 1 and 11, the Lord God of your fathers will make 1,000 times more than what you are and bless you as he has promised you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we shall continue to resist the devil and he flees and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives and we live in continuous abundance in Jesus' name. I decree that businesses shall flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming into somebody's hands. Somebody's believing for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody's believing for thousands of dollars. Somebody's believing for $100 or more. According to our faith, so be it done unto us. So if we continue to decree the word of God and believe it in our hearts, we know that it shall come to pass. So as we're leaving today, let us rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength. And he's making our feet like hind feet. Yes, he is. And he helped us to walk upon those high places. So we're looking for those high places in the Lord. As we go, let's remember we're workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. And I thank you so much for being here. And I know that God is blessing you right now. He will bless us to be a blessing. So if he blesses us, he will bless others. And we will continue to see God move in our lives. And I thank God for my good friend. I've known her for so many years, Sister Beverly, over there in the Bahamas. She prays for us, and she sends me messages, and she covers us in prayer. So I'm glad for her, and God bless her and her family as she continues to do the work of the Lord. So everybody have a beautiful day. We look forward to just good things coming into our lives. And come back tomorrow. Bring somebody. Let them know what we're doing here. Let them know that God is doing wonderful things, and we want them to be a part of what we're doing. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.